Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Mind just drifts away on a cloud. I'm bought into bloody wars, got a wounded as well. I've done many things, I've been all over this world, and I've met them all, princes and kings. And if I close my eyes, I'll dream that I'm reborn, and I'll relive the days of my youth. Whoa. And I remember good times a long, long time ago. Now I am counting my years, I'm jealous of all much younger men. They say that the average man, he lives to be 3 score years and 10. But I really can't complain, for I've never suffered pain. But my mind just drifts away on a cloud. Sweet Isabella, my wife, she died very young. I wish she were here. Whilst giving birth to Christine, our youngest girl, who's in her 28th year. Oh, well, she gave all she could give. Well, I guess that she was too good to live. And my mind just drifts away, and it's another endless day. Oh, my mind just drifts away on a cloud. Ooh. And I remember good times a long, long time ago.
Of two young sailor lads out a-walking, their pockets being both lined with gold. As they went a-walking and civilly talking, some fair pretty damsel they do behold. Oh, lady, lady, can I carry your basket? Oh, there's eggs in the basket, oh, do take care. And if you should chance to outwalk me, at the halfway house you'll find me later there. So these two young men, they start out a-walking, until they come to to the halfway house. Oh, landlord, landlord, have you any bacon? For in my basket I've got eggs to fry. So that landlord, he went to the basket, and thinking he got eggs to fry. Oh, say, young man, ain't you mistaken? Oh, for in this basket we've got a child. Up steps this Nancy, oh dearest Nancy, that had taken to bed last Whitsuntide. We got this young child since I came your fancy, so now, gay fiddler, you've got to pay. That child's not ours, lovely Nancy. He's no babe of mine, nor no friends beside. But I will take it and kindly treat it, if you will say all my money's paid. Oh, that young man went up to the basket. He's kicked it around and around the floor. Oh, since it is done, I will surely pay it. But damn me if I do eat eggs anymore.
Ooh. This is Jeff Wayne, and you're listening to Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM.
Thank you. Saw her getting off the bus. It seemed to wipe away the years. Her face was older, just a little rough, but her eyes were still so clear. He drank his coffee and he hurried out across before she walked away. Then he approached her like a little child, too scared for what he had to say. Hello, Louise, remember me? Now should we part or stay a while? As if we were still lovers. She took a moment just to recognize the man she'd known so well before. And as he started to apologize, lost any bitterness she bore, she gently put her finger on his lips to let him know she understood. And with her suitcase standing on the floor, embraced him like a lover would. He told Louise, "You look so good. It's just you see, you make me feel as if we were still lovers." They talked for just a little time before she said she had to go. He saw the meeting as a tiny sign that told him all he had to know. And console Louise waved from the bus, and as she left, she gave that smile as if they were still lovers. It's a game of winners and losers. It's a game of who pays the price. It's a game of beggars and choosers. And someone's loaded the dice. Eyes are sneaking round corners. Got your dreams on the run. The corpses are watching the mourners. Everyone's watching everyone. Smith felt he was invisible. No one could ever remember his name. His was a face that would never be friendly with fame. In a gathering of three, you'd be hard-pressed to spot him. And when people met him, as soon as he'd gone, they forgot him. John Smith said, "What's the matter with me? If this is the land of opportunity, why can't I be famous? Why can't I be a star? 'Cause you don't have to be what they say that you are. Anyone can do it. Anyone can choose to be the number one item on the TV news." So he thought up a plan that would bring him success. He phoned the TV stations and alerted the press. He told them when, he told them where. Midnight, New Year's Eve, Trafalgar Square. Now the time has gone and the time has come for the TV crews and the tabloid scrum and the 20,000 people waiting to see the meaning and solution of this mystery. On the first stroke of midnight, the searchlight's beam lights up John Smith and he's living his dream. On the top of Nelson's column in his Superman gear, he stands on Nelson's shoulders and that raises a cheer. In his Superman cape and his Superman tights, he holds up his name and his name's in lights. And the cameras flash and he's on TV and he cries, "Look at me, I'm a celebrity. My name will be known now far and wide as a byword for the art of suicide." The crowds gaze up and they hold their breath as John Smith gracefully swallow dives to his death. Everyone's chasing stardom. Everyone's gasping for fame. The young are dying of boredom. The old are dying of shame. No one's want to be someone's. Everyone's racing the clocks. No one's got time for the dumb ones, 'cause they'll never make it on the box. Betty Ball's passion was shopping. The only time she felt she wasn't ignored. It made her feel valued to buy things she couldn't afford. In her dream she was decked out and sashaying in those fabulous bags, shoes and outfits displayed in shop windows. Betty Ball, leafing through a fashion mag, saw an ad for a black Gucci shoulder bag with Italian leather trim and studs of gold. How Betty Ball longed to possess that shoulder bag that was going to be on display in the Selfridges sale on New Year's Day as a knockdown price. She just had to acquire her envy-provoking heart's desire, for a black Gucci shoulder bag with matching leather trim would fill her cup of happiness to the brim.
Now it's New Year's Eve and at Selfridge's store, Betty Ball's camping outside the door, and a mile-long queue has formed behind, and murderous thoughts flit through her mind. For Betty fears, and Betty's sure, that the grocery shoulder bag is what they're queuing for. At the first stroke of midnight from Trafalgar Square, a cheer floats in on the frosty air. Now the time has come, and the time has gone, and it's on your marks, and the race is on. The doors are open and the orderly queue breaks into a flood, and it surges through, and they're pushing and they're shoving, no quarter given. This is what it's like in consumer heaven. Well, one swarm makes for the gushy display, with a frantic Betty leading the way. She's nearly there, and at her back is the black gushy shoulder bag hunting pack. But Betty trips as she reaches out and grabs the bag with a triumphant shout. Then she falls and they're all in a sprawling heap, and Betty's at the bottom, buried 10 feet deep. Betty Ball died in a state of grace, with a bag in her hand and a blissful smile on her face. Everyone's shopping for shopping, everyone's buying respect. The price of happiness is dropping, and it's never quite what you expect. Buying's the meaning of earning, so the train can go thundering on. The wheels must never stop turning. Does anyone know where the driver's gone? Cynthia Flower felt fragile. She just got divorced and was feeling her age. She felt that her true self was trapped in a bodily cage, for her body was something she could not adjust to. She looked in the mirror and said, I know now what I must do. For her body naked made Cynthia squirm, droopy and flabby where it used to be firm. She had her mother's nose, which she'd always hated, and her face looked lined and desiccated. So she surfed the net till she found a site that offered an escape route from her plight. It said, see what cosmetic surgery can do to create a new, rejuvenated you. Enhance your breasts, reduce your thighs, remove the carrier bags under your eyes. A facelift, no more sagging skin, remodel your nose, rebalance your chin, a tummy tuck, liposuction, silicone implants, breast reduction. Breasts can now be recreated, and even your nipples relocated. Time and the years may do their worst, but the effects of aging can be reversed. Cynthia Flower was elated at the prospect of being renovated. She took out a loan, for her means were small, and signed up for a thorough overhaul. Now the time has passed and it's 1 year on. The scars have faded and the bruising's gone. It's New Year's Eve and Cynthia Flower is alone and waiting for the midnight hour. Her Botox face is like a disguise. Her streamlined body she doesn't recognise. There's a heart-shaped emptiness at her core. Cynthia doesn't know who she is anymore. Now it's welcome to the new year, and on TV, Superman screams, I'm a celebrity. While Cynthia swallows a bottle of pills and prepares to sleep the sleep that will cure all ills. It's a game of winners and losers. It's a game of who pays the price. It's a game of beggars and choosers, and someone's loaded the dice. Eyes are sneaking round corners. Got your dreams on the run. The corpses are watching the mourners. Everyone's watching everyone.
1 2 1 2, how's it going? This is Shlomo. You're listening to Sheffield Live.
Beneath the ballad maker's moon, singing me your sweetest tunes, you whispered, take them all. all on loan and make them all your own. I made them all my own. The melody, the livelong theme, the everyday note in the dream, an underlying overtone. I made them all my own. I made them all my own. The silver tongues, the hearts of gold, the new directions in the old, the lips that kiss the Blarney Stone. I made them all my own. I made them all my own. The dead King Cole and spinning wheels, women of iron, brass and steel, who worked their fingers to the bone. I made them all my own. I made them all my own. Your mothers and your Blanksley man, battalions of the also-ran, the goddess that was Greasy Joan. I made them all my own. I made them all my own. Midwinter, whitening Windy Ridge, the deep end under Cinder Bridge, where unrequited lovers groan. I made them all my own. I made them all my own. The sacrifices worth the price, the poet's earthly paradise, whose unimagined words have flown. I made them all my own. I made them all my own. The mirror weeping all alone, the voices on the answer phone, every which way the wind has blown, my friend. I made them all my own. I made them all my own. Apprentice to the ballad trade, seeking no greater accolade, I leave you these few things on loan. I made them all my own. Now make them all your own. I made them all my own. Now make them all your own.
I drew my ship up to the harbor. I drew her close where my true love lay. And I drew her close by to her bedroom window to listen to what my love would say. Who's there? I will put my ship in order, and I'll set her on the sea. I'll come up to the harbor where my true love waits for me. And slowly, slowly, she grows up. My ship. ship in old. I'll set her on the sea, and I'll come up to the harbor where my true love waits for me. Come back, come back, my own true love. Come back, come back, come to my side. I never grieved you, nor yet deceived you, and I would surely be your bride. The fish shall fly, and the sea dry, and the rocks shall melt, fall in the sun, and the laboring men shall forget their labor if ever I return again. And I will put my ship in order, and I'll set her on the sea. And I'll come up to the harbor where my true love waits for me. Put my ship in order, set her on the sea. Come up to the harbor where my true love waits for me. We'll be right back.
Ima mi bengura pait mi wairibe mi wairi onide yo mi wairi onide bengore am
You're listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM and SheffieldLive.org, number one for Sheffield music.
President Coolidge come down here in a railroad train with a little fat man with a notepad in his hand. And President Coolidge, he said, little fat man, isn't it a shame what the river have done to this poor cracker's land?
Washes away, the trend washes away.